Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives Blog Talk Radio Show. This is the 529th show. You can check us out here on Blog Talk Radio with all our shows and interviews. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter, iTunes, and we're also on Spotify, so be sure to check that out. I'm Marianne, and you can find me at Mama underscore Hooch on Twitter. And we have the Diva Carrie here tonight. Hi, Diva.
Hello, I'm at Dio Abdul.
Mm-hmm. And we have Causey Hooch. Oh, Anna.
Hey there.
Sorry.
Yeah. My pseudonym.
yeah.
Hello. You can find me at Causey Hooch on Instagram and Twitter, although probably more likely just clicking on cute cat videos, but, you know, whatever. But, so I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have Jen with us tonight. Hi, Jen.
Hi, I'm at REXJDK at Twitter.
Okay, and be sure to check out our friends at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka on Twitter. And also check out at Teo Penglis, at Leanne Hunley, and at Killtrip USA, who is in Buchanan. So how's everyone doing? We have a full house tonight. Well, that's nice. So to talk about the show.
I just came for the free beer. It hasn't shown up at the house yet.
Oh, really?
But you did say there would be refreshments, right? That's the only reason I showed up. I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, that's what I say. No.
I don't even drink. What am I saying?
No.
Anyway.
No,
yeah,
I'll take the chocolate.
I like that idea. I like that idea better, yeah.
Yeah. Well, so before we start the show, I just wanted to say that there, I've been like looking at everything from Day of Days today. They had that out in LA today. Looks like they had a nice day.
The
setup was a little different, but it looks nice. It looks like a big thing outside and kind of similar to the way they did it at Universal. So I'm waiting to hear, like, more about it. I haven't seen any. I saw a little bits and pieces of interviews. I'm sure all the places who interviewed, like Soap Hub and Dish and Days and all the rest of them will have probably interviews in that up. And Stephanie Sloan was there from Soap Opera Digest.
Oh, cool.
Ron Colavati was there. And it's nice that he was there. He's been there. I know he was there in 2019, too. But used to be at the, you know, years ago, the writers didn't come, the writers, producers, but they have started to come now.
That is
so
nice.
And he even took questions.
That's good.
At the question and answer.
Wow.
Yeah, that they had.
Wow.
Huh. Yeah, he was sitting up there with all of them taking questions and answers that they have at the end. So that's, they have that up.
Wow.
That's, you know, it to see.
You just
and there's
on
a lot of
Peacock
pictures out there.
That you can... Is this on Peacock then or on the Days app?
It's on Days of Our Lives Peacock on Facebook. They did
Facebook
lived. Yeah. They Facebook, maybe it's on Twitter too, because they do have a Twitter on there. Maybe they have an Instagram or the app, you could check it out.
Okay.
But they Facebook live the beginning of it, like when they introduce all them, and also they did the question and answer Facebook, which is nice that they did that, so people that couldn't get to go were able to see that. It was good. It was nice to see a lot of new actors that were there. I know that I have never got to meet, you know, that weren't there back in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of new ones were there. So it was new for them too. You know, that was experience for them. So So. But I won't say anything, and they did show, well, the news is out that Bo and Hope are back. So that's all I'll say.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And
yeah, don't do any, too many spoilers because I'm behind.
I'm not going to do any spoilers because I kind of wish that I didn't see it, that I didn't look at it. Although, if I would have been there,
that.
I would have known anyway. What's that? Oh, no, that's fine. Yeah. I would watch because if I would have been there, I would have saw it anyway.
Yeah.
But, you thought so? Too many spoilers? I've been seeing people out on where they've been posted.
I don't know.
Go ahead,
I'm just trying to avoid. I've just been trying to avoid them.
Way too many spoilers. I mean, what the hell? I mean, we basically know what's going to happen the next 6 months. It's terrible.
Wow.
I know
really?
What they were thinking.
Crazy. Yeah. It's like, why watch? It takes all the excitement and fun away.
Oh, no.
Like, I won't say anything, but, you know, we've been waiting and building up for what happened to Chanel.
Yeah.
So that, you know, they're revealing that, I'm not going to say. But, yeah, and just way more stuff than it
That's
used to be.
Shame.
That if anybody leaked anything.
Right.
Remember that? I remember Kao getting in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
He leaked something that he didn't realize that he was leaking. But now they just put it out there. So
you know what? Maybe they're, like, taking the thing out of context, though. You know?
That could be because the last promo, they did do that. They showed stuff that didn't make, you know what I mean, that didn't turn out to be what you thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know. Carrie, you saw it. I don't know. I don't think there was anything out of context. Do you? Or out
no.
of it could be mistaken or changed, like when we do see it? I don't get that. I didn't get that anyway. Mm-mm. So, it's out there. So if you don't want to see it, don't click on a promo or whatever for upcoming days.
That's a shame.
If you don't want to see it. Yeah.
Thanks for the heads up.
We like spoilers, but maybe some teasing and mystery used to be.
Yeah.
to it, but geez.
What's that?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I told you guys.
It does not, don't get me wrong; it looks good. You know, I think it looks good, but
Well, I told you,
but no Tony and Anna. I didn't see any Tony or Anna.
Any Kate?
Yeah.
Was there any Kate?
Yeah.
Yeah. There was Kate. Yeah, Kate was there. Mostly everybody, but Tony and Anna. If I can remember right.
Yeah,
I'm sure they'll be there, but not in, like, you know, they don't have a major storyline. They're just there to help the people that have the storyline, you know, to promote the people. Yeah, I mean, lately that's what they've had, so.
He needs a snack, EJ.
Oh, yeah. I think they're both on, they were on twice this week. And I think they're on again next week.
Hmm.
Yeah, they're on again next week. I think on Friday. Yeah, they try to help EJ or whatever. So I don't know. Yeah, they're on. Not as long as we'd like them to be on, but they're on.
Yeah.
So and they were there too at Day of Days, and there's different
things
with them, pictures and check out the pictures. They're all everybody's all very fashionable. On there, the outfit Tao he had all red on today. Anyway, everybody. Guess Anna, you said you watched Friday, right?
Yeah.
We'll see what we'll talk about. We'll talk about the big. maybe Carrie wants to talk about Eric and Nicole.
Oh yeah.
Did you want to talk? Nicole.
I saw that. I was like, Karen's going to be happy.
they finally,
of course,
was honest. Like, we had one episode of them kissing and making it. Basically, what happened was Nicole was talking to Rafe, and she's still kind of denying everything, and he's not buying it. And this is at her office, and he decides to leave. And it kind of gave you the impression he was kind of done with the marriage, even though he didn't really say it. You definitely kind of got that impression. And Eric came in, and Eric basically was like, yeah, I'm just starting with Jada. There's not much going on. And he's telling her that she's married. And she repeats what Rafe said. And they start kissing. And it, you know, obviously, it's really hot. And then the next episode, they talked it all out, and which is crazy because they're the two that are never honest with each other.
Yep.
He constantly lies. He constantly tries to deny his feelings because he doesn't want to, like, hurt somebody else. And but they finally laid it all out there, and then Jada walked in on them kissing, and she left, and she went to the pub where Rafe was, and then she passed out, and of course she's pregnant. Which is,
I called that one a long time ago when they showed the promo.
Not that it was hard to figure out,
but not that it was like rocket science or anything.
Right, and this
right.
woman who's been pregnant twice, I can tell you I've never once passed out. That's not how I figured out I was pregnant. I figured out I was pregnant because I was late.
No.
Like,
you probably didn't throw coffee on a man either before you fell in love with him. I don't know.
I spilled coffee on someone before, but I wasn't in love with
them. Okay, there you go.
It was an accident.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Oh, my ass.
You know how that goes.
Yeah, so no, it was, yeah, so it was some good stuff. The whole thing is with the Jada and the baby thing. I mean, as we talked about this before, it's exactly the same storyline as Eric and Sarah and Nicole.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
And, you know, so I don't understand the point of repeating
it. Do you think it's possible that it isn't Eric's? Like, you know, she was with somebody before she came to town. It would have been that too long. I don't know how long she's been, how long it's been, like, that she wouldn't have known she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know if it's been too long since she hasn't been with the guy, her ex, or
mm-hmm.
whoever it was. I was just wondering that, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we have to go through all that, you know. And in the meantime, what, Nicole went and broke up with Rafe.
Yep.
Basically, although I don't think he... Like Carrie said, he might have been already thinking that anyway. Because didn't he say
mm-hmm.
something to when they were arguing, Eric came in, kind of burst in and said he had pictures to show. And I thought Rafe said something like, "Here, yeah, I'm leaving. She's all yours." You know,
mm-hmm.
like, oh, yeah, you can.
Yeah.
And so kind of, I thought he said something like that. So, of course, she breaks up with Rafe. And, of course, Jada's not going to tell Eric that she saw them kissing. You know, she's not going to
mm-hmm.
say that to him, because if he knew that, that might change things. So that's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And you know Eric, he's going to stick by Jada and tell Nicole that they can't be together.
So we're going to see them tortured souls,
again.
Tortured lovers. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, but they
tune in
do,
next
they
week
are
to see if Carrie, Diva Carrie ever gets her couple.
Yeah, they were happy for basically. Yeah, they were happy for
5 seconds,
3/4 of one episode. Yeah, that was it.
That might be a record.
Torture. It's torture.
Oh,
they haven't even makeup sex yet, and is girlfriend pregnant? Jeez. Man, can't catch a break.
Yeah, all they did was kiss, too. They didn't do anything else.
That was it.
Let them go that far. That was it. Yeah. So then we have the whole kidnapping of Susan. That's, well, it started with Tony and Anna coming back from wherever they were flitting around at, probably to Europe somewhere. And they came back again, and Anna gets all upset because she sees that glass heart, I guess it's something that Tony gave her.
And
it broke on the floor. And Susan's missing. EJ's all crazy because he can't find her. So he gets a call from Ava. And, of course, Ava had Xander kidnap her. So what do you think about Xander going back to his, I don't say bad ways, but it's all because he has to get, you know, Sarah wanted him to get a job. They had to move out. I think that we discussed that last week. They had to move out because Victor's getting on his case. He doesn't have a job. Sarah's a doctor, but only part-time, but they can only afford a flea bag motel.
Yeah.
Even a part-time doctor can't afford a nice place.
Yeah. At least a decent place.
Yeah. Even a part, even if she's only working part-time hours, she's been a doctor for how long?
Yeah.
Come on. But anyway, that's the whole thing. So he went back to his, Ava convinced him to help her kidnap Susan. And so he dresses, he puts that clown thing on and gets Susan, ties her up. But Susan's a hoot anyway. And he has to,
oh, yeah.
I mean, poor Xander. It's like, which one's the kidnapper and which one's the victim here? Because Susan gives him such a hard time, you know, and she's playing off his good side. And she says, she calls him Mr. Clown. Mr. Clown, you look sad. Because, you know, he doesn't really want to do it. So he's like has conflicting feelings. So, does anybody have any comments on that whole storyline? Do you think it's a storyline when Xander will get caught and then that'll be it for him and Sarah? I think that's where could lead to that.
Probably.
No? Yes? Okay. That's what I would think, I guess. I don't know, because sooner or later he's going to get caught, because I'm thinking, well, Bonnie was going to have a anniversary party from Victor and Maggie.
Maggie and Victor.
So she was looking for these two lanterns to put on the table or whatever, and of course they were happened to be in the garden shed. So she goes in there and finds Susan. Yeah, and then Xander hears that she's down there, so he makes an excuse to go, to take a call, and he goes down there, puts his mask back on. But I don't think he put his gloves on, and he didn't put the other suit on or whatever, because you could see his suit and his wedding ring and everything, so I don't know. We'll figure it out. But anyway, he gets overpowers Bonnie and ties her up. So then we have EJ. Carrie, did you say something as a diva about Charlie?
Cremated so he can't come back. I'm done with Charlie.
Oh, okay.
Yep, he's annoying.
Yeah. Done with Charlie.
He's still a ghost,
you know.
Right?
Yeah.
He's a ghost, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's her, like,
okay.
conscience
okay.
or,
her
you know
conscience.
What I mean?
Okay,
she debates.
Gotcha. Yeah, I
yeah,
gotcha.
Like telling
gotcha.
Her.
Okay.
It's like the little devil on the shoulder saying, you do that, you do that, when she starts
literally.
Having doubts. Should she do this?
Yeah.
Should I call this off? But she keeps saying, you know, and then she's worried about Tripp, you know, and he's, you know, the golden boy, you know, the golden child or whatever. So she demands this money from EJ to let Susan go. So EJ does one up on her, and she sends her a picture of Tripp tied up with a gun to his head. So EJ did the same thing to her. So I don't know. I guess that's where we're at with those. I don't know what's right. I don't know if something's happened yet.
I don't understand
so that's kind
why
of
don't they just
that.
Lock that crypt?
Yeah.
Oh, the crypt. Yes. Who goes in and out of the crypt? Well, you know, it's just like in and out of the mansion.
Crazy.
Out, in and out of that sliding
the
door.
Basement, you know.
In and out of the tunnels. Yeah, there's no locks on the Demir Mansion anymore. You know, there's no security cameras. There's no guards. So, yeah, even at the crypt. So we have that, Ava. So I don't know what's according to, like, when if we watch those previews before, something happens. Like maybe Ava takes matters in her own hands, because I think somehow Susan ends up with Ava.
Or
I don't know. But they could have spliced that, who knows, they could have changed that too, because that was in the previews. And we saw those previews quite a while ago, and we're still not to those part. We're still not to that yet. And then there were some good lines with Victor
oh, yeah.
and Xander.
Yeah.
Going out and
skeptical
and Maggie.
He's skeptical of
yeah.
the company. Xander says he's working
of the company.
For.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I've never heard of it. And he goes, well, that's what a startup is.
What was it?
Like,
Red
well,
X?
Sounds like a
redneck.
Yeah, sounds like
redneck.
A. He's like,
redneck.
Sounds like a scam to me or something. He made some comment about it sounding like a scam or something.
Yeah. And then when he got the job, Maggie made him, congratulate Xander because he, so she said something about, unless you want to spend the night in the garden shed. So he says, congratulations, Xander.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So funny. It's always nice to see Victor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Love seeing him.
Then we had Faye's anniversary was November 8th, which was 57 years.
Wow.
Been that long, since 1965. So they did a little flashback of the very first episode. So that was always nice. That was nice to see.
Yeah.
Using Doug and Julie. And Julie had gone shopping, and they're
got
sitting there having lunch or whatever. And and Sean comes up to arrest Julie for shoplifting. And she's like, what? Shoplifting? And Doug speaks up, well, that reminds me. Didn't you do that when you were a teenager? And that's how they came back, because on the first show, she got arrested for shoplifting and called and said that Horton, her name was Horton, and that Tom was her father instead of her grandfather, and he had to come down and bail her out. But so they must have, she says, I thought I, she said to Doug, I thought you paid for this. And he said, I thought you paid for it. So. They went back to the, it was a mistake, so they went back to the store and paid for it.
Yeah.
But that was the way they kind of put that in to show
that
flashback.
Aww.
Yeah. So whoever wrote that or came up, well, I don't know if it was Ron or whoever came up with that idea.
That was
pretty good the way they did. And you got to see, Doug and Julie. And Doug still looks, Bill Hayes still looks great.
You're not kidding.
Yeah, I think he's like 97 now.
Damn.
Something like that.
Wow.
It's amazing. Yeah. So, get that. Oh, and then we have the whole Abe and Paulina. They won their elections.
Yeah.
But right after they won, I think last week is when we had seen Leo was going to pay Sloan because Paulina promised him in advance, and Sloan was demanding money. So the file was in the safe. Leo opened the safe to get the check up, turned his back. Sloan grabbed the file, and so that got leaked out. So now Chanel got arrested for murder. So Paulina had to tell Abe everything. And Abe surprised he was fine, he seemed fine with it. So now we have Chanel's in jail.
See, I don't even know what happened. What are they saying she did? I haven't seen that part.
She was arrested for she was arrested for murder, but there's no details yet on who it was, how it happened.
Gotcha.
Like, we don't know anything. Supposedly it happened back.
Abe's okay. Since when is he okay with that? But anyway.
Oh, Abe was okay of her keeping that secret. You know how they lied. She kept
he
didn't know anything about that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, and that was their whole thing, no more secrets. Yes, that's what he said. Mm-hmm. It wasn't her secret to tell. It was Chanel's, but I think Paulina probably helped cover it up. Of course, Allie doesn't know. Allie didn't know. Chanel didn't tell Allie. So she was shocked and surprised. So I don't know what's going to happen there.
We don't know what happened. We don't know what the backstory is on it.
No. Don't watch the previews or you'll know.
Okay.
If you watch the previews. And that was one of the things they leaked, which is Aww. Like, you know, we're...
That's a shame.
Yeah, they should
have done that. Kind of ruins the...
Yeah. Kind of ruins it, yeah. So anyway, then we have... So I think Sloan confronts Alex about taking the thing. I don't know. And Alex... Alex and Stephanie were out, and Chad comes to Stephanie and tells her, like, what happened. And Leo and Sonny went out together. And, of course, they started accusing Leo, like, Alex was, like, in his face saying, you gave it to Sloan, and, you know. And Leo says, no, honestly, he didn't. And
he said,
I did open the safe. He said, yeah, I don't know. I did turn my back on her, so she must have taken it then. And Sonny actually is believing him. I don't know. Sonny and him is like, I'm there, uh-oh. I don't know. Are they going to go there or not? You know? Because, like, Will's not around. So it's like they're making amends to each other, and it's kind of like, I don't know if they're trying to make them a couple or what's going to happen. But it was funny. Alex had been showing Sonny how to do these yoga positions.
Yeah.
So he was, like, on his hands and knees, and he had his butt up in the air. And Leo walks in behind him. And when Sonny turns around and sees who it is, he, like, practically runs away. He, like, stumbles and, like, get away from me. You know, runs up against the wall, get away. Stay away.
Yep.
So that was kind of funny. Because Leo's, like, looking at him like, okay. So that was funny. The actor Greg that plays plays Leo.
It's so funny.
I can see why they're trying to redeem him, maybe to try to keep him. But then again, his character's probably better. I think would be better as the nasty part of him.
It's
funny. It makes him good instead of being.
Mm-hmm.
Good. He's better bad than good. Just like everyone can be good. Just like Ben was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like Ben, Batty Ben. I think he was better as that Ben as than the Ben he was later. But now he's not Ben. He's Alex. So we had Victoria was at Day of Days too. So I think she's back too. Yeah. For a little bit, I think.
She's in the promo.
Is she in the promo? Oh, that's right. She is. Yep. She's in the promo then. Okay. And then they did have her there at Day of Days. And then Bo and Hope had a announcement before the promo, and they said they wished they could be there. So, I mean, I don't know if they maybe wanted them there and they just couldn't be there. But, so they are going to be on the regular. It's not the Beyond. It's the regular on Peacock. So, yeah. So, never thought Peter Reckle would come back. I guess it's time. I guess he's.
I'm glad he is.
I know he swore he would. Yeah, because he swore he would never come back. So I say never say never. So. Okay. I'm trying to think. Anything else? I can't think of any storylines were like last week and this week. We didn't have any Kate this week, did we? She hasn't been on.
No Kate, no Roman.
We talked about that last week. No Kate,
yeah,
no Roman.
We got married,
talked about that last
gone
week.
Poof. Yeah, they've gone poof.
Yeah, well, I guess they're still up in bed, I guess.
I don't like that
part. Kate.
I was going to say, that's what I'm going to think. That's what
she's
I'm thinking.
She's super Kate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, almost dead.
She came from the door's death. And to celebrate her honeymoon.
Yeah, so I think they're still celebrating.
That's our Kate for us.
Yeah, that's Kate. Let's see. Oh, we have, what else is going on? Chloe and what? What's his name?
Chloe and Stefan.
I guess, you know, because now we have Gabby and Shin, and they're trying to find out, and Johnny and Wendy are trying to find Dr. Rolf to try to prove that he did do something. to Stefan. Mm-hmm. Stefan's having feelings again for Gabby. So that's where we're at with that whole scenario. No, and then I don't know. We have Eric and not Eric. Brady. Eric. There's Eric in the program, Eric, and then there's Eric Martzoff, but he's Brady.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Eric Vaughn.
Very confusing.
Greg Vaughn, who is Eric. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't think there was much. Was there much with Brady? I don't know what's going on with Brady. Brady's still an idiot, but, you know.
Yep.
That's the way it goes.
He's still dumb as a rock.
He wasn't on this week, but he's still an idiot.
Yep.
But he's still an idiot. It might have been on. I don't know if he was on with.
He didn't do anything this week, but he's still an idiot.
Yep. Yeah. And I can't believe that Eric and Kristen cannot get their own damn place. Why do they have to be with John and Marlena? Really? In that little, I guess it's a bigger apartment. I don't know how big it is, but come on. He works at Basic Black, Demira. He's up in charge. He doesn't have enough money to live on his own.
Yeah.
I know. It's
more like the show doesn't
the
have
story.
The money for that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
well, maybe another
Chris
set.
Money.
Yeah. Plus, it's hard. Yeah, it's hard to carry
like
a story forward when. Yeah, they're just talking on the phone. So
maybe not enough sets. Yeah, not enough sets. Can't give Brady his
you
own place.
You say sex or sets?
Just go to
sets.
Set.
Not enough sets.
I don't know. Brady's not getting any sex either because Chloe's out of the picture.
Say
and,
that too.
You know, Kristen isn't. He's not with Kristen, so I don't know. But everybody says at the Salem Inn, they can't find a place. They go to the Salem Inn, and there's a lot of people in the. You know, everybody lives in one, either the Mara Mansion or the Kiriakis Mansion.
The
whole family lives there. Yeah, or the Brady Pub. They all have there must be a lot of rooms above the Brady Pub.
Yeah.
And Cassie's still there,
too. Well, remember, Cassie's still reading. She's still there.
Yeah, yep. She's still there. Cassie's still there, yeah.
She never pays her rent, but she's family, so they never question
her. And you know Cassie is never mentioned. You know, we have Rex back.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Oh, they didn't.
You know he was a twin. Did they?
Yeah. They mentioned Kathy.
Oh, they did.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, when Kate
I must have missed that.
When Kate was sick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when Kate was sick.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, maybe they'll bring her back sometime then.
I don't know that we need her, but I'm not so sure that would be
I don't know.
There's probably a reason why she went upstairs to read and never came back.
I don't know.
He's out there with Don Craig. They went to get mail.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, they a while ago they made a reference to that. I think Renee did when she went.
Yeah,
Sarah
I thought
she
it was
Renee.
I thought it was Anna.
Anna. Yeah.
That was funny. I loved that.
Excuse me.
So is there any, I don't know if it's anybody coming back? Well, I guess it's Bo and Hope.
Paris is coming back.
Megan's coming back.
Paris.
Wait, who's
Steve Burton.
Oh, yeah, Steve Burton, right?
Yeah.
Paris. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to bring Kathy DePata back then.
Oh, Eve.
Yeah. Because that was his storyline when he was on the first time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the people keep coming back, so.
Yeah.
Coming and going. I don't know if there's any recent spoilers, not the way ahead ones, but I'm trying to think next week what's going to happen. I don't know. Anybody have anything else from what happened this week? I don't know if I'm missing a storyline or character.
Not that I know of.
Or any comments of you like or didn't like or tired of? Carrie's tired of Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Tired
of
the
rehashing the same storylines. Yeah, no Kate.
Yeah, that's something that shouldn't happen. That's never should be allowed.
Yeah.
Not enough,
yeah,
Tony
never
and
Anna. Well, you know. Yeah,
yeah,
no, not enough. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're back now. They're like this, you know, and when they come back, they come up back in little snippets, like
yeah,
a couple days this week, couple days the next, and then, like, then they're off for a while. I know they're back filming now, which I hear it's like 5 to 6 months
mm-hmm.
ahead.
Uh-oh.
Already they're filming for, like, May. Yeah, so, yeah. So, I don't know. So I guess Days is sticking around so far. Hopefully,
that works for me.
I don't know. I guess they have to do another.
I hope.
I guess with Peacock, I guess, do they do another contract? Like, you know how it's every, was it March or whatever? I don't know if it's the same. Would be different, right? When it's not really with. See,
I don't know.
I'm confused.
Is
NBC still with Peacock?
It's NBC. I mean, they still own it. I would think that
it's still NBC.
Still make a deal with NBC. Yeah.
Okay. It's just not on.
I certainly hope they're still around. Going to be around.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think that was the idea of moving them to Peacock. Keep them around.
Are you still here? Are we still hearing positive things about Activity, you know, on drawing people
to
Peacock?
There's still people out there complaining, but there's just people that to get online and complain. Just they're
never
complaining
it's not going to change.
For attention.
Not
gonna, and people keep and the one I know in some these moderators and some of the groups that I'm in, they just turn off the comments
mm-hmm.
for that. If they see it, they delete it.
Mm-hmm.
They'll say no more comments about
mm-hmm.
keeping it on NBC. It's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
Get it through your head. It's not happening. To me, there's so much more positive in Peacock.
Yeah.
The network.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Honestly.
I agree.
And I think it's the future of television.
Yeah. I think, honestly, I feel like
30 years from now.
Unless
there'll
they
no
screw
network.
Us over somehow, which wouldn't be unprecedented, but my trust
True.
Level is slim. But I do think that it's probably going to set the path for the other shows to be like that too. I mean, I can't see how they're not going to do that at some point. But
mm-hmm.
you know, I always have to at least quote Miranda at least once per episode, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, after all, she does pay me for these endorsements. But anyway, I didn't know if you knew that, but yeah, I don't do this for free. Anyway, so she, you know, like she said when she first heard it, like she's like, well, so I watched on Peacock now, you know. I think it would be different.
Oh,
I think a lot
no,
of us still have that nasty taste in our mouth from the Prospect Park stuff. But
yeah,
that was
me
way
too.
Before But that's way before streaming became a thing. And the production values were not what they were. You know, with what we're seeing,
mm-hmm.
we're seeing the same basic quality, you know, the same sets, the same actors for the most part.
For now.
You know,
yeah.
The same writers. Hopefully they keep the same, like the same script writers and stuff.
Yeah.
I was watching Friday's episode.
And
I thought, yeah, exactly. So hopefully, I guess we certainly shouldn't take it for granted. That's for sure. But
right. It's year to year.
But I mean, there's no. In other words, there's no win in us fighting it. That's why I said a long time ago, we'll just embrace it and you know, hope it does the best,
mm-hmm.
you know, best for the show and you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
and then they were talking to some. Yeah, they were talking to some of the actors on the day of days. And they were asking what the fans were saying to them about Peacock. And they said most of them seemed to be, you know, happy with it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't seem really that upset, the
mm-hmm.
majority, I guess, that were there. So that's
good.
So that's a positive thing. All right. So I guess we have football tomorrow.
What's that?
If you want to.
Oh, yeah.
I said we have football tomorrow. I can't think of anything more for today.
I saw where one of your players was having a rough time. Or what did I see? Something about one of your guys having something tomorrow or something. I can't remember what it was, though. But, yeah, we
Isn't
play
our kicker?
It.
Is it Boswell? Is he out? Is he still out?
I'm not sure. I can't remember I'm sorry, I shouldn't have brought it up.
I don't know
what it was, but it just caught my attention. But Chiefs play a noon game, or noon my time game.
They pushed ours back.
Because
we're not the important Sunday night at 8 o'clock game.
What do you mean they pushed?
They moved us back.
They pushed you back. What do you mean?
Put
oh,
the
you
Steeler
were supposed to have...
back.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it's a 4 o'clock
well, they were
or something. Am I right?
Yeah.
Sherry, I don't know.
No, it might be the same time. It might be the same time as ours. I can't remember.
I think it is.
I like watching this. I like rooting for the Steelers when I can, you know, unless it goes against my team. But I try rooting for them. Darn it. Well, I don't know. So we got that.
So
I guess,
you know, who does Kansas City play?
Jaguars, which
technically
should be a win for us, but you never can. That's why they play the game. You don't play it on the computer. You don't play it on paper. That's why you play the game.
Nope.
And anything can happen.
Can beat any other team anytime.
Yeah.
Even though each of our teams has their flaws and each of us, there are clearly some that are superior to others, on any given day, you're right. Any team in the NFL could really beat somebody else. I mean, it could be a factor of, you know, home game versus not, or injuries, or sickness, or, you know, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
So I agree. So that's why I don't count. Even when people are like, "Oh yeah, someone's gonna," I'm like, "I don't ever count it."
No,
I don't count my chickens before their hats.
Right. That could just jinx everything.
A poor girl lost a medal because her ribbon fell in her face. Then she fell off the beam.
What?
She was in the finals. Her ribbon fell in her face, and she fell off the beam.
It distracted her.
Yeah.
She had a ribbon in her hair.
When did this happen?
It was on Peacock this week.
Oh, my gosh.
You can probably find
That's
it on YouTube.
Terrible. Oh.
I felt so bad for that poor girl.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Was she on the American team? Or
yeah.
Oh, my gosh, how awful. Oh, my goodness.
These guys train
and work.
Yeah.
And then for it to come down
to
something like that. Oh, my gosh.
Accident, yeah.
Oh, that's terrible. Oh, that's just heartbreaking.
Yep.
Oh. Wow.
Never wear a ribbon.
Yeah. Yep. Well, guys, I got to go. I got to take care of something that just came up. So I will
get up early.
But
well, we're
it's
probably
been fun.
About done anyway. Unless anybody
has
anything.
Okay. Well, everybody
so.
Have a good
All right.
Have a good
All right.
weekend.
All right. See you next week.
Good night, ladies.
All right. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.